produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Program is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Thank you. and lay down.
Come and lay down
all of the burdens
you have cast.
For in this sanctuary,
for in this sanctuary,
oh, yeah.
God is here.
He's here. He's here. Come on, lift up your hands. He's here.
Hello, precious gems throughout Radio Land. This is Pearline from God's Precious Pearls Ministry with some thoughts for today. It is indeed a pleasure to be with you again on Finding My Way Radio Network, USA World. I welcome our lovely listeners throughout the world, and I pray you're all having a wonderful day, whatever time of day it is for you. A very special thanks to Kayla from Finding My Way Radio Network USA World and Josie from Josie Inspirational Radio Network USA World and Ewing Moving and Storage for sponsoring this program. A hearty thanks to you for giving me this opportunity to share God's precious pearls. Let's pause to pray for a moment. Precious Father, I thank you for this time to share your word and to share your love, to share your thoughts to your precious children throughout Radio Land. Father God, I lift up all our listeners today. I ask you, Lord, to touch their hearts. Speak to them even as I speak, O God. May they not hear me, but hear you speaking to them, Father. For those who are hurting, I ask, Father, that you'll bring healing to their troubled and wounded soul. Father God, I thank you. Lord, Father, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Thank you, Father. I feel led to continue to talk about the hurting and wounded soul. For whatever reason, I cannot get off this subject because this subject is so large and, you know, it's so vast. And we all experience heartbreak at one time or the other. And even now as I speak, someone is hurting. So for that person who is hurting, I pray that healing will come to you even as you listen, that some answers to your problems will be given to you. We're living in a time where there have been so many changes and so many falling away from moral values and the faith. We see changes all around us today. Many have lost the important values which kept us grounded in past years. We have lost many moral values, and what seems good is now old-fashioned and not important. We have heard, this was in your time, that does not apply today, etc., etc. One seems old-fashioned for abiding by the morals and lifestyles gone by. I recently was sent a video, and I quote this video because I think it is so true and very applicable to today's lifestyle. The speaker said, "We live in interesting and funny times. We live in times when we see more humans but not humanity. The rich have more rooms than children, and the poor have more children than rooms. Smartphones bring you closer to those who are far, but distance you from those who are closer. We open Facebook more than the Holy Book. A mother can look after 10 children, but 10 children cannot look after a single mother. The rich walk miles to digest food, while the poor walks miles to search for food. Women are paid to be naked, while others have no clothes to cover their nakedness. Our contact lists are huge, but our relationships are poor. Our possessions are more, but our appreciation is less. We know how to have a good living, but somehow we forget how to live good. Many know the price of everything, but does not value anything. The most important thing in life today are not valued. They are thought to be unimportant, not applicable, and old-fashioned. Family values have lost this sentiment. It is within the family network that values are taught and appreciated. It is here that family structures and support is given, especially in difficult times. We surround each other. The older folks give sound advice through the experiences that they have gone through. Experiential wisdom is really, really good and sound. And we don't have that today. Not to mention, it is here that values are passed on. Not to mention passing on values to the next generation instead of allowing our little ones to be influenced by foreign influences. I had a lovely conversation with my precious sister-in-law, Becky Joyce Walker, regarding the subject. We talked at length about this. She is just a stickler for the family sticking together. I have observed many important family values that are so dear to her as she surrounds her children and grandchildren with love and support in every area of their lives. I have also observed the same with her brother, my husband. They are very supportive of their families to the point of making many sacrifices for their children. And this is the key thing, forgetting about yourself and making sacrifices for those around you whom you love. Globally, there are cultural values within a family culture, and these usually keep the families grounded and structured. What has all this got to do with the wounded soul and restoration of the wounded spirit? I have seen many unnecessary heartaches due to misunderstandings and misconceptions from misunderstanding and appreciation of each other's values and cultural behaviors and cultural values. We all have something to offer, and we must remember that. Every culture has something special to offer. Strange enough, I love to read Amish novels because it reminds me so much of my simple upbringing in my homeland, Jamaica. I was taught not to embrace the values of this world. And this is so safe, really, because there are so many things contrary to our Christian beliefs and what God expects of us. And I found this to be very, very safe. Even when I had to leave my homeland to go to a foreign land, I was able to take those values with me. And that grounded me. Not that it was altogether perfect, but I'm telling you, it guided me and it helped me and it protected me. A simple understanding and appreciation of the good is all that we need. It is without question that God instructed the children of Israel not to marry the people they met as they journeyed to the promised land. They were admonished to be separate, even as we as believers are called to be in this world today. We see in Genesis 24 where Abraham made his servant swear to him that he would return to his, that is Abraham's homeland, to take a wife for his son Isaac. In verse 6, he told him not to take his son there as well. I suppose he was afraid that Isaac would be sidetracked and meet with someone in the area. He wanted to be done according to God's will. He held on by faith, believing that God will indeed choose a son for his wife. In verses 6 to 7, it says, "But Abraham said to him, 'Beware that you do not take my son back there. The Lord God of heaven, who took me from my father's house and spoke to me and swore to me, saying, "To your descendants I give this land. He will send his angels before you, and you shall take a wife for my son from there."' To save many heartaches, it is important that we pay attention to the leading of the Holy Spirit. Yes, we have successful relationships and marriages within different cultures, but these were marriages in the spirit and not in the flesh. There is emotional and spiritual compatibility, so harmony, unity, respect, trust, and all that is needed to hold that relationship together is in order. This may be a very touchy and sensitive subject, but one of reality as we make a lifetime and lifelong commitment with all the promises of unity, joy, peace, even in the midst of difficulties, because everything will not always be perfect. But guidelines are so important. We all need a blueprint. In many cultures today, this is strongly observed, even to the point of death, if not observed and maintained. We find in many, many cultures. I've seen many cultures I've known in the past where a young girl may have been put to death because she chose someone out of her culture. I remember that happening in London when I was living there. A young girl actually was murdered by her family because she married out of her culture. And this happens. I speak of this because this is one of the most common areas of heartbreaks among individuals. The breaking of a covenant, the breaking of a marriage covenant, and the breaking of one's heart that has been totally entrusted to someone we love and trusted dearly. This brings fragmentation to the committed heart. Unfortunately, other complications can also follow if healing does not take place. We see in the case of Samson and Delilah in Judges 16, the Philistines wanted to know where he got his strength from. They used Delilah to obtain this knowledge from him, and this was to his demise. Look for what we call red flags. Do not try to change the color or replace them with other flags. Don't ignore the warnings. Take heed of the warnings. Take heed of the incompatibilities. Take heed of what does not seem to be right. This is the Holy Spirit guiding you and showing you that this is not my will for you. This is not my plan for you. I have greater plans for you. Things will not work out this way. To save yourselves from heartache, seek the Lord. This will not only affect you, but it will affect generations to come. It will affect the children. It will affect everyone. It will affect everyone concerned. So we must do everything within, however we're able to do whatever we can to avoid this. Do not take relationships for granted. Look beyond what we see in the natural. Proverbs 3:5-6 says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths." Do not be wise in your own eyes. This is verses 7-8. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It will be health to your flesh and strength to your bones. We need the closeness, unity, and stability of the family network in order to truly walk in the blessings of the Lord, the blessing that he has established for us. Hence, it is important to pay attention to vital decisions such as this. Psalm 133 tells us that where there is unity, God commands a blessing, and it is his desire for us to walk in his blessings. Remember, we were once our own individuals, but then it was no longer me, but us or we. Our identity changed to two individuals becoming one person, one in the flesh. In a heartbreak, the mind, body, emotion, and spirit again went through a traumatic change to be me or I. So many changes we go through and adjustments. Here, a big shock to the system is sustained. This broken heart has now lost hope in literally everything and everyone. It is not only the individual that goes through this, but everyone else around. Everyone around them, the children, parents, and all close and caring family members and friends. It is only God who can put the broken pieces together and mend that broken heart. He is the one who is able to restore hope and trust again, complete healing to the broken and wounded soul. Isaiah 61:1-3 says, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted and to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to console those who mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness." You see, from the scripture, God does not want us to be poor in our spirit and emotions. He does not want us to be heartbroken. He does not want us to be imprisoned with our pain and emotions. He wants us to be free to worship him. He doesn't want us to mourn and to grieve over broken relationships and to be heavy and weighed down with fragmentations in our souls. This paralyzes us. He wants us to be whole. He wants us to be joyful and full of contentment in him. He grieves when we grieve. He feels our pain far more than we do. I shared with you before how heartbroken he was when I too was heartbroken. I experienced that. I shared with you how I put my trust in a sister in the Lord. I was hurting so badly, and he wept for me. I saw him weeping over me. And he shared with me that I had not experienced the peak of the pain As a midwife, you know, we give a pain medication, and this, look at the pain as a triangle. And what the pain medication does is it takes the peak of the pain away. They feel the base of the pain. And this is what the Lord said to me. He said, you have not felt the peak of the pain. I have felt the peak of the pain. And that's what he does for us. When we are hurting, we have not felt the intensity of the pain. The Lord feels our pain. He carries our pains and our burdens for us. And he brought healing to my soul. And this is what he will do for all of us. He brings healing to our souls when we look to him. He's always there for us. This goes on in any relationship, whether it's with our spouses, parents, children, friends. We become heartbroken in any form of relationship. It can also be anywhere. It can be in our neighborhood. It can be on the job or even within the safety of the church. There are causes and solutions. Complete healing is found in God and God alone. He alone knows the source and solution. We simply have to put our trust in him. Psalm 62, 5-8 says, my soul wait patiently for God alone, for my expectation is from him. He alone is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. In God is my salvation and my glory. The rock of my strength and my refuge is in God. Trust in him at all times, you people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. I was talking with a very dear friend not too long ago who is presently experiencing a terrible heartbreak after 33 years of marriage. She's a very faithful and devoted wife, mother and grandmother, also a wonderful child of God. She loves the Lord dearly. Her only hope is in God and God alone. Her heartbreak came without any warning. Suddenly, her heart was shattered. She has forgiven and devotes her time in worshiping the Lord, also taking comfort in how he sees her. This helps with healing and allow God to fight her battles. God fights our battles when we're able to do this, when we relinquish everything to him. The Lord will say to those who are hurting, do not lose heart. Do not lose hope, because I care too much for you. I love you, and I gave my life for you so that you may find rest for your souls. Rest in me and be quiet in your souls. Allow your heart to be still and quiet in my presence. Times of refreshing will come only in my presence. So seek me with all your heart, and indeed you will always find me. Joy comes to those who wait on me. My soul will sustain you because it strengthens you. Don't allow circumstances to drain you. These zap you of your strength. Rest only in me and wait only on me, so you can be strengthened and be refreshed. Wait only on me. My dear friends throughout Radio Land, I share with you, God is our only hope. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth be removed and the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. We will trust in him. And for those of you who are hurting today, those of you who are just losing hope, God is with you. I'm telling you today, God is with you. He will sustain you. He will uphold you with his righteous right hand. He will speak tenderly to you. He will comfort you. For those who need help, whatever your help may be, God is there for you. He will help you. Just cry out to him. Just call out to him. Just surrender all to him. He knows the beginning and he knows the end. He knows the source of your problems and he knows the solutions. I can tell you this because I have been there. I cannot tell you if I did not know. I have been tested, so I can share my testimony that God will bring healing to your souls. It will heal you. It will take the pain away. Even if you cannot call out to him, you cannot pray, you cannot surrender all to him, just say, Jesus, Jesus, help me. And he will be there to help you. Remember to always love. Remember to always forgive. Just love. Just share your love around. There are some people who cannot give of themselves. Love covers a multitude of sins. So as you love on them through the love of the Lord, through the grace that he has bestowed upon you, just love on them. It may take a little bit of sacrifice to do that, but God will give you the grace to do that. Just surrender all to him. If you're not able to do that, just say, Lord, help me. And he will help you to do that. Just give him your all. Just cry out to him. You may be tired. You may be weary. He will say to you, come and rest. Rest your soul. Rest your tired soul. Just rest. Just rest in my arms. And I'll be there for you. I just want to encourage you today not to lose hope, not to be angry, not to be bitter, not to take vengeance upon yourself, but leave vengeance to the Lord. He's a God of vengeance. He's a God of wrath. He's also a God of love, and he will fight your battles for you. Forgive those who've hurt you. Forgive those who've offended you. We don't have to explain anything. Sometimes people think we have to have confrontations. Confrontations will not always work. All we have to do is to remain focused on the Lord and trust him, and he will fight our battles for us. Just trust him. Today, I lift up all those who are hurting, those who've been disappointed, those whose hopes have been shattered. God is a God of hope, and he will restore you. I pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to help that one who's hurting today. Please help that one who is not able to forgive. Help them to forgive. Please help that one, Father God, who is not able to love. You're a God of love. Please impart your love to them, that they too can love those who've offended them, love those who've hurt them. Lord, help us all not to be angry. It's so easy to become angry, Father. But Lord, help us not to be angry, but to forgive and release all our cares to you. We thank you so much for Jesus. We thank you that Jesus, even on the cross, he was not angry with those who crucified him, because he knew the joy that was set before him. And he said, Father, forgive them. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. So today, Lord, I lift up that one who's hurting, that one who's bent over with pain and agony, that one who's bent over with loss of hope, no strength within them, hurting deep within their core. I'm asking you, Lord God, to bring healing to their souls. Pour the healing balm upon them, Father, and bring healing to them in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you that you are Jehovah Rapha, or healer, and I speak your mighty precious name over those who are listening today. Jehovah Rapha, please bring healing in Jesus' name. Precious saints on Radio Land, I say God loves you. Let's continue to trust him and put our hope in him, because he loves us and cares too much for us. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you always. May you sense his presence around you and his peace upon you always. In the precious name of Jesus, I pray. I love you all, and I'll continue to pray for you all in Radio Land. The Lord be with you. Until next time, goodbye.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. Or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.